This is Anthony Brooks in Boston, home of the oldest subway in the United States. Like many public transportation systems, this one is dealing with the need for increased security at a time when many state and local budgets are under stress. This is the Andrew Square subway stop in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. It's a well-lit station that was recently redone, and I'm standing with Deputy Chief John Martino of the Mass Bay Transit Police. And Deputy Chief, as you look at a station like this in the wake of the London attacks, what would you like to see done to make this mass transit system as secure as possible?
There are two things that help us provide security. That's technology and manpower. Technology in the form of additional CCTV cameras. There are chemical and explosive detection equipment available. And, of course, additional staffing, preferably police personnel from my point of view, is extremely helpful.
Boston already employs biochemical sensors in the subways, but not throughout the entire system. There are also closed-circuit TVs, but again, not everywhere. And Deputy Chief Martino says his 240 officers are stretched too thin. He says public transit systems are by their nature open and therefore vulnerable, but more officers on patrol would make them safer.
We can never get them to the point where they are attack-proof. But if a person decides that they want to come in and cause harm, most people, if they see security personnel or police officers in an area, will decide not to go there. They'll decide to try something different. It's the presence as a deterrent. It's the ability to respond and react throughout the system.
Martino would like to see his force doubled and would welcome federal dollars to help do that. William Millar is president of the American Public Transportation Association. He says while the government has spent generously to harden the nation's commercial airport since 9/11, it has shortchanged the nation's sprawling mass transit system.
We know that about 2 million times a day Americans use our air system, but 32 million times a day Americans use public transportation. We all watched what happened on September 11th, so we knew that something had to be done. But we have, as a country, been very slow to look to other parts of our infrastructure.
Millar says the nation's rail, bus, and subway lines, like this one in Boston, need $6 billion to enhance security. His shopping list includes more closed-circuit TVs, more bomb-sniffing dogs and chemical detection systems, better training, and more research. But Jack Riley, a Homeland Security expert with the RAND Corporation, says a better way to protect mass transit is with better intelligence to prevent attacks in the first place. Riley argues London did more than any city in the world to protect its subway system, but it still wasn't enough.
London has invested very heavily in transportation security over the past couple of decades to combat IRA threats against the mass transit system in the United Kingdom. It points out how challenging it is to completely prevent attacks against this kind of soft target.
Riley says more than multi-billion dollar investments, mass transit needs to respond more consistently to high-level security threats. Right now, he says, security procedures differ from city to city. But he says the government should step up investments in technology that could lead to important breakthroughs in the future.
The ability, for example, to passively or unobtrusively screen large numbers of passengers at once for the presence of explosives. That's something that we can't currently do right now, but a decade from now, we might be able to do that.
Until then, security experts emphasize passenger awareness as a key line of defense, and that message is apparently being heard. In New York City, for example, transit officials say following the London bombings, the number of reports of suspicious packages tripled to more than 300 in just 5 days. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.